We are a little understaffed here at the BPP today. Producer Ian Chillog is, or Chillog, rhymes with Will Jog, I've been told, is taking a personal day to run the Boston Marathon, but the BPP never quite lets anyone go. So we'll check back with Ian right now. Hey, Ian, how you doing?
Hey, I thought I was getting paid today.
Well, you're doing these interviews. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
you should be. If anyone, if
a work day.
Yeah, I mean, you're running for 4 hours. That deserves a paycheck.
Oh.
So what's now? One of the things that someone told me that you were going to talk about, I think Trish came in and said there's something going on with the race, the way it's starting this year. What's the deal with that?
Yeah, well, you know, the Boston Marathon was never supposed to be like it is now. When 25,000 people come out to this little town 26 miles from Boston, I mean, back in Ambie Burfoot's day, it was just like several hundred people getting to Boston from here as best as they can. So they have these huge logistical problems. Maybe the biggest of which is it starts on this tiny residential street.
Well, what town? What town are you in?
It's Hopkinton.
Hopkinton, Massachusetts. Okay.
Yes. And a lot of, you know, the people that live here have been very unhappy as the race has gotten bigger and bigger, that you have all these runners standing in the street and they've been drinking water, hydrating for days. A lot of trees in front yards have been peed on. So
to put it
finally,
bluntly.
Sorry?
To put it bluntly.
Yes. Can I say that on the radio? I hope so. I just did. So the finally, Hopkinton residents complained to the BAA, the Boston Athletic Association, which hosts the marathon, and now they start in two waves, which means they keep the 10,000 slowest runners in a kind of staging area for half an hour. They start the fastest guys. Half an hour later, they have another race start, another gunfires, and then those people go to Boston. The theory being that you have fewer people out on the street with no porta potties to go to. So.
They could have staggered it by weakness of the bladder, but the people who start a half hour later, they're not in Hopkinton now? They wait to get bused there?
They're in Hopkinton, but they're not on the street where the race starts.
They're at
a sort of staging area at a school nearby, and they'll walk over. You actually have to walk about a half mile to the start before the race starts. You end up doing about 27 miles all told on this day.
Because the New York Marathon starts on the Verrazano Bridge, and, you know, it's over a body of water. You could, you know, evacuate however you want. No one cares.
That actually, you know, the Verrazano has two levels, and they stagger the start. They send some people on the lower level, and the advice you always get is stay away from the sides because you will see what people call yellow rain coming over from the runner to the top level. So, yeah, it's the urine is actually a really huge part of marathoning, sorry to say.
It's 26 miles of urine. You got to Boston yesterday, right?
Yep.
And they ran their women's Olympic trials?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
That's a separate course. They run five laps in downtown Boston, and the top three make the Olympic team. Dina Castor, who is far and away the best American runner ever. She could have given the field a two-mile head start and won. That's what people were saying. She ended up getting kind of a good run for her money. An unknown named Magdalena Louis-Boulet took off, got a two-minute lead on the field. Dina eventually chased her down and won. I was at the men's trials in November where the men's Olympic marathon team was decided, and that was five laps of Central Park, and it was very exciting, but pretty sparsely attended.
Yes.
The whole city of Boston was out for this. It was pretty awesome.
So do both women make the team? Is that our Olympic team?
Our Olympic team is Dina Castor, Magdalena Louis-Boulet, and a third runner named Blake Russell, who's kind of a 10,000-meter specialist who stepped it up and qualified yesterday.
All right. That's BPP producer Ian Chillog. Thanks a lot, Ian.
Sure.
And Ian's going to run the Boston Marathon today, be back here at the BPP tomorrow. You can follow Ian Race on our blog and our Twitter feed. We're at npr.org/Bryant Park and twitter.com/BPP. And that is it for this hour of the BPP. Thanks for being with us. We're always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca. Rachel Martin will be back tomorrow. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.